I'm Franz Job, proud to be a country boy from Trinidad, small island Tobago. Born in London, and he's got the German footballer's legend, got his name from the German football legend Franz Beckenbauer. So, Franz, I see you there on the phone. You're telling everybody what? So, Franz, So how's it going? I can't even hear you, but hopefully,
can you hear me?
Okay, good. Do you want to hold that then? Because it looks a bit temperamental. So, the German football legend Franz Beckenbauer, that's how you got your name?
Yeah, my father was a big time sportsman, you know, back home, as most of them guys who were born in the mid 40s. They were, you know, really staunch sportsmen. And in those days, he either grew up playing cricket or football. So my father was a football man.
Oh, I see. Okay, then. Yeah. And what I wanted to know, because we were supposed to start, for our listeners, we were supposed to start this interview at 8:30. So I hope it doesn't seem as though we're rushing, but I just want to make sure we get the fullest information from Franz Job this evening. Yeah. So how did you get your experience in order to be a competent rhythm guitarist at the age of 14?
I used to go to church from I was a little baby, because I was growing up with my grandmother and my grandfather, and they were real, you know, church people.
Okay.
And my grandfather was a church organist and choir master and preacher.
Okay.
You know, so, and he was the one who first introduced me to music as a whole, because he used to teach me to play the piano.
Okay.
At home, but I never really stuck to it, because when it was practice time, most of the other children, they were outside playing football and cricket and pitching marble and going down the bay. So, you know, but I ended up getting into the rhythm, the whole calypso and rasta rhythm guitaring from an early age, because that's the type of music I used to hear around me all the time.
Was that in the church though?
Well,
or was it?
We used to assimilate the same things that we hear on the street and carry it in the church.
Oh, okay, I understand.
We kept the African rhythm part side of it all, and when we worship in, that's how we do it.
Okay.
In the whole Caribbean, as a matter of
fact. Oh, really brilliant. Okay, so what I was going to ask you, how often do you go back to Trinidad? Because that's your, well, actually Tobago you're from, isn't it? Do you go back often?
I do, roughly every, if I can, every year or every 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. And are you pretty popular over there?
I hope so.
More than here, though. I mean, out of the two, which one would you think you're more popular? Here or
I don't know, you'd be surprised. A lot of people still don't know me. A lot of people still don't know my face per
okay.
se. They would hear the name on the radio station, and it being mentioned around the people on the street and everything, and they would hear the songs playing in the dances and in the on the road shows and everything. But as far as my face as a personality goes,
oh, okay.
it's not really established that
okay.
much.
So you'll have to put it out there, right? On the yeah. posters and things.
Of course. I guess being there is a perfect advert.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly. Now, your influences are the church congregations. You say folk groups. What are folk groups?
Folk groups is groups where we sing traditional folk songs. Songs of a Caribbean or West Indian vibe, singing like in Jamaica they call it Anansi stories.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So we call it old time songs.
Okay.
You know, that comes straight, even as far back as slavery days.
Oh, so it's kind of a historical thing.
Yeah.
What I think I'm going to do, I'm going to play a next track, which is one of my favorite tracks, and it's called Country Boy.
Rastafari, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering Lord of the tribe of Judah. Lick of him say, that's why I got to say, I got to say, I got to say. sense in mania. Yeah. Burning in my head, I got a bag of marijuana. Yeah. Burning in my head, I got some good wood calling weed. Yeah. Burning in my head, I got some I grade ganja. Yeah. Burning in my head. Some say it's not a man, but what he's got to say. So let me tell you just how it goes. I'm just a country boy, and I'm not from Trinidad. I'm from Tobago. What's wrong with you? And I sell my songs alone to never get no deal with no label, but I saw it go. Still I'm gonna make my name, cause I'm well determined, and I'm able. My name is Jay.
Yeah, so Franz, what I would like to know is that you went to, you finished an engineering course. How come you didn't use your engineering skills, or did you?
Well, part and parcel, and yes and no, because at the time when I was doing that course, it was mainly the thing that was the thing at the time. When you come out from high school, mm-hmm. and you come away abroad to meet, mm-hmm. like in my case, I came to meet my mother and father. They were living here. And it was customary in those times, and even now, that you continue your education.
Okay.
And whatever you're interested in otherwise, you do that on the side.
Okay.
But what I've been trained to do from a little boy was music. And it had to filter out at some point in my life. And I guess that was the time period that the transition took place. So I wasn't afraid to continue in that vein, even though I used to have plenty of pressure from my mother and father.
Yeah, because I can imagine.
And all the elder folks of my family. You know, but they expected me to continue
on the engineering
in the academic line. But you know,
I'm sure you find the singing more fulfilling, don't you? I mean,
yeah, very much so. I mean, I'm like you would say, in a sense where education and these things are concerned, I'm very much focused and interested in the furtherment of that side or that facet of myself or any individual who I might mix with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But music-wise, it's just as important, or even more so, because without that, you know, there is no purpose, and there is no drive, because that's my base and my foundation, and with that, I can do anything I want to do.
Okay, that sounds pretty, well, I guess that says it all. You know what I was going to ask you, though? You were mentored by Gladywax.
Yes.
Yeah, I played with him once. How did you get into that? I mean, how did he become your mentor?
We were living, my mother and father's house was on a road named Durston Road, and that road stems off of Northwell Road. That is the road that Gladys' shop was on, Northwell Road, in North London, in Stoke-Newington.
Okay.
And that was my local record shop.
Okay.
That's where I bought my first records from, and cassette tapes that I used to dub over and send back home for all my brothers over there. And I got talking with Gladys, because Gladys is a music man, an intelligent man in music. And Gladys used to record. Gladys records songs, Turner.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Gladys used to record with Dennis Bovell and these guys.
Okay.
Back in the early 80s there.
Did he make any music then?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, quite a few records as well. And so, in terms of experience and knowledge, he's versatile.
Okay.
And he's helpful and supportive. So I was saying to myself, well, who can I ask? And when I thought about it deeply enough, Gladys was the person who stemmed to mind. And ever since then, it was him who guided me through the ins and outs and the ropes and stuff, and showed me how this worked and how that worked. He was the one who even set me up on my first studio recording session.
So what did you do? You went into his shop and he spent time with you? How did that work?
Well, from being a customer.
Okay.
And you know, you build a rapport about the music, and you know, when you come to buy a CD and whatnot, and you know, and you would say recommend which music, what according to whatever you're into.
Okay.
You know? And from there, you know, from being a regular customer, you get to draw more closer in okay. terms of conversation. And that is how it started. And I expressed, and I guess you could have seen it in myself too, by the type of music I used to choose when I come into the store.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, so, okay. so he got, you know, he picked up on it, and it wasn't surprising to him when I came with that, you know, aim and objective okay. to record. So he, you know, he embraced me right away.
And I was going to ask, I mean, he recognized it from the music you were choosing. What kind of music was that? Who is your inspiration? Who did you like to...
Well, The Wailers is one of my first teachers.
Okay.
And Israel Vibration also.
Oh, okay.
Simply because of the harmony makeup, which stemmed from the Curtis Mayfield okay. and Impression days.
Okay.
That thread line. Okay. That heritage, mm-hmm. you know, that call and answer, that type of folk type singing, that, you know, that reminded me so much of church.
Oh,
because
okay.
that's how we sing in church. We call and answer. Okay. Most of the choruses and songs, lively songs, vibrant songs that we sing is a call and answer type fashion.
So when you say call and answer, do you mean like a testimony? Somebody says something and somebody responds?
For example, there's this church song that goes, "How do you feel?" And the congregation would answer and say,
okay.
But when they're answering, it's a whole different harmonies and thing. Who's singing bass and who's singing alto,
okay.
who's singing tenor, who's singing soprano, who's singing descant or whatnot. And, you know, when it comes together, that forms a harmony section. So the lead singer is the one, might be the preacher or someone who is conducting the singing session, who is up at the front of the church,
okay.
and who is, you know, and the musicians are behind. I used to be one of them musicians
okay.
there on my guitar, you know. And that was my first training. So it was like an automatic switch, that switch on when I came to London and heard all these different types of music that I used to hear in my childhood and intertwine it with my church upbringing. And
that is
what turned the light on.
Okay, well, I'm going to play another track.
Dedicated to the daughter, her mama and papa, just go and go keep the order. The country boy they are. Hear me now. Hear me now, sir. Police officer. We don't want no more raid with your guns and
bars. This track is called Bottom Bay, is it not?
Yes, it is. Back away from ya. Hear me now, judge and Mr. Liar. The people gonna rise and they gonna be proud again. They flash it out, yeah. Hear me now, sir, police officer. We don't want no more visit with your guns and dogs again. No, back away from ya. Hear me now, judge and Mr. Liar. The people gonna rise and they gonna be proud again. Flash it out, yeah. So listen me, no man, cause I want to know why them so prejudiced in Tobago. This is a new world and it no run so. And still a lot of our leaders.
Yes, we hear about prejudice in all over the place. And you're saying about the prejudice in Tobago. What kind of prejudice are you talking there?
It's a thing that, as you say, is reminiscent of everything that you see anywhere else, you know? And a lot of the times, is the microphone, because you can't hear the microphone.
True.
Yeah, the prejudice thing is like a disease, because when you have a group of people in society who is tarnished in terms of reputation and you know, stigmatization that the society inflict upon them, you have a people withdrawn who would look at the authority in a way where, you know, with resentment
okay.
and with you know, with disdain most of the time.
Okay.
And that then in turn makes the enforcers of the law, which is the police,
mm-hmm.
stand up, and these people it creates a standoff in between them. And the people in particular that I'm talking about when I talk about prejudice is the Rasta community.
Okay.
Who, even up to today, experience a degree of, you know, like, strong-handedness from the authorities or the enforcers of the law.
Okay.
Like it is in many other countries. But because it is my country, I just find it necessary that with the tools that I've been given and gifts that I've been given to express it, because it might be on a lot of people's minds and in a lot of people's hearts, but when heard, especially on a record, it might be something that they'd be able to tune into and add their voice to. So that was the whole intention about it. And it come from a story where a Rasta man in Charlottesville was chased by the police and in trying to escape or trying to you know, make himself free of the situation. He like had a type of fall that inflicted a type of injury on him, which is today affecting his life, his family's life.
Okay.
His children's lives, and it kind of have a ripple effect.
Okay.
And in some might argue and say, well, you know, the police, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to do. But there are those who would argue and say, well, you know, there should be a different approach, and to protect and preserve, you know, people's health and safety in carrying out or whatever duties you have to carry out as an officer or whatnot. Mm. And you know, I can't be concerned with the section who would argue against what I'm singing about, regardless of how powerful their voice might be. Mm-hmm. But I just feel within myself that I must add my voice to someone who has been, you know, afflicted, and regardless of how other people might view it, that is my view, and that is what I'm expressing on the record.
So why do you think, I mean, Rastafarianism has been in, it's been around for so many years, why do you think there's still discrimination up until today? I mean, it was supposed to be more open-minded. Why do you think it still exists?
Because it wasn't taught as an element of our history. We only know the masses of the people in my community in Tobago and in many communities across the Caribbean, even today, regard Rastafari as some, you know, cult that is outside of society. But what it mainly is, or what it truly is a line of history, recorded history, happenings that took place in Africa, across the Americas, of which we are known as a part in the Caribbean, and even here in the UK. And the story is all intertwined with each other. And basically, it's a story of history, you know, with Haile Selassie and Marcus Garvey and Brother Malcolm and Brother Martin and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's our African history. And the followers of Rastafari basically is just the children of Marcus Garvey.
Okay.
You know, and so forth. And the children of Marcus Garvey are your Malcolm X's and your whatnot and everybody. It's one great big long heritage
So you're saying if these people were more educated, there wouldn't be so much discrimination. Is that what you're saying?
Not just educated, because we there is education available, but educated properly.
Okay.
And in tune with your own self and your own intuition and your own storyline, told from your own point of view, because there are great history tellers like Vivian Durham from Jamaica and these guys and Tony Lewis from Trinidad, who have written books, and C.L.R. James and these guys, you know, and who is one of the, or probably the greatest cricket writer in the world, and these gentlemen and ladies also have told the history in a very palatable form, of which when we take an account of or get induced within, we could, you know, easily absorb it. We just don't take the time to do it for whatever reason.
Okay, time for another track. This track is called Call Me By My Name. And if you've just tuned in, you've logged into Lady Loy, and I have Franz Job in the studio from Tobago, a.k.a. Country Boy.
Girl, I just took your love for granted, but since that day you ran away. Wanna bend you over, girl? I'm a different type of man, a man that could understand. In your troubles, girl, I could be your shoulder. I'm gonna ease your pain. I promise I'll always be there for you, girl.
Well, we might be in for a treat if we can get it working. Or with all these modern technology, we can hear Franz Joe play live, rhythm guitarists. And a very competent one at that. Just take this time to pick up all the people in the chat room, thanking you for your support.
Just call me, let me know you're okay. Girl, you got my number. You got a special place in my world. And I will always be there. Yes, I will always be there. I just miss you, girl, won't you understand?
Yeah, Lady Loy is putting me on the spot right now. So I'm going to do one little rendition. I don't know if the guitar is hooked up to the mic properly so everybody could hear me, but I'm going to do it anyway. Charles Russell was a fella from Pennsylvania, a traveling Bible man. Then he met up with another named Nelson Barber, preaching across the land. Then the two of them together made a plan to conquer the people and what they know. But they had a little quarrel about the God and Savior when Jesus failed to show. And they got my girl, sweet girl, yeah. And she's wrapped up in Jehovah, my pretty girl, yeah. They got my girl, sweet girl, yeah. And she's wrapped up in Jehovah. I gotta get her over. I gotta get her over, my pretty girl, sweet girl, yeah. I gotta get her over, my pretty girl.
Charles died and Joseph Rutherford took over, a lawyer man and a judge. But the people never wanted such a worldly figure, and then came the hate and grudge. So he changed up the laws and he changed the doctrine to show what he was worth. Then he gave a new name to the organization and called it Heaven on Earth. And he got my girl, sweet girl, yeah. And she's wrapped up in Jehovah, my pretty girl, yeah. He got my girl, sweet girl, yeah. And she's wrapped up in Jehovah. I gotta get her over. I gotta get her over, my pretty girl. Yeah, gotta get her over, my pretty girl. Some you're gonna win and you're gonna lose some, but this is one that's just gotta be won. I know she's a part of me. Some say there's no possibility. Oh, pretty baby, tell me what's it gonna be. Don't you go putting them guys over me. There's nowhere for you to run. Right here is where you belong. And you know that you're the one. I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna fly over, cause I got to get my lady love, yeah. Mark my word, baby, this ain't over till you're wrapped up in my arms of love. Oh, girl, sweet girl, yeah. I know you're wrapped up in Jehovah, my pretty girl, yeah. They got my girl, sweet girl, yeah. Wrapped up in Jehovah, I gotta get her over. I gotta get her over, my pretty girl.
That was absolutely beautiful. I really like that track. That's not among the tracks I have, is it?
It should be.
No, definitely not. What's the title of that track?
Wrapped Up in Jehovah.
No, I don't have that one. You robbed me of that one. Anyway, it was really, really nice track, and I love it. I was just wondering, I wanted to know a bit about your Country Boys Foundation.
Country Boys Foundation is basically the house name that I give to all my recordings.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my stamp. That's like my label. So to
speak. Okay, so you're self-produced?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I've done some work with Curtis Lynch, though.
Okay.
You might have heard of him.
Yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
He's really good.
Okay.
And I done an EP called Rebel Lover Boy. That's also online.
Okay.
That's on iTunes and everything. And,
okay.
And on Necessary Mayhem.
Oh, maybe you meant it was on SoundCloud. Is that what you meant? That Jehovah's one?
Yes,
okay.
Wrapped Up in Jehovah is this month. It's included on a free EP called I Love London.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the sets on SoundCloud, yeah.
Oh, okay. And how do you find it, self-promoting yourself?
Very hard. It's very hard. I mean, I've been doing self-promotion from ever since, really. I've had help from my German counterparts and my German friends. I've got quite a few friends over there. I've been to Hamburg,
okay.
And that's where they're based. And as a result of our friendship, I've performed over there also.
Okay.
And I've visited Berlin,
okay.
and other cities in Germany and Austria also.
And imagine your music goes down pretty well over there.
Yes, it does. Yeah. I mean, the crowd over there is really, you know, they're
demonstrative.
Very,
yeah.
They would embrace you from you have good quality music and good songs and good songwriting and everything, and they would listen. They've got a listening ear.
Okay.
Over in those parts.
So what can we expect to hear from Franz Job? I mean, what are you doing now? What's on the cards?
There is recording is always a thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Writing also. I'm getting ready to see him out. Like I always tell people, I'm a descendant of Trinidad and Tobago citizens.
Okay.
So I'm a Trini.
Okay. But you're born in London, right?
I was born here.
Okay.
But I'm like in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know, because I've got this dual citizenship thing going on.
Okay.
And I'm kind of feeling the feeling to, you know, spend some time with my folks again.
Okay.
Back home. Because it's this, the very same length of time of which I was raised in Tobago, which was up till I was 17 years old.
I see. Okay.
It's now equated with the length of time that I've been living in London.
Oh, I see. So you were born here, but you went to Tobago and was raised there.
Of course,
I see. Okay.
You know, so now it's like a, you know, it's like a decision, because in those times, in the 70s, like just after I was born, mm-hmm. it was my mom and dad's decision to send me to Tobago to be raised by my grandparents.
Okay.
And I've returned here, and now my folks, they're all back in Tobago now. So okay. it's like a you know, like hide and seek. We playing catch.
You keep missing each other.
You know, so okay. I think we have there's a feeling in me now to kind of, you know, like, you know, just be with my family.
Okay.
Because they're all over there, you know what
okay.
I mean? And I'm over here.
Okay.
And it's been a while since I've seen them, so.
So you're planning to go back soon, are you?
I hope so.
Oh, okay. You know, but not for good?
Nothing is for good.
Oh, yeah. But do you plan to go there for a long time, though?
I don't know. We have to see how things work out and everything. But it's definitely in the air. It's not just myself, because I speak to a lot of people from Tobago.
Okay.
I have a lot of friends from Tobago who are over here.
Okay.
And up to last night, I was visiting the mother of my... the mother and father of my goddaughter,
okay.
who are from Tobago also, and
okay.
you know, when we haven't seen each other for quite a while as well,
okay.
and when you're talking, all these things will come up, because
okay.
we ain't seen each other, and you're talking about back home, and what's the latest, and you know, what's the politics like?
It makes you nostalgic.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
And there's been a lot of that going on lately, enough to persuade me, or enough to sway me.
Yeah, to go back, especially when you have weather like this, I'm sure.
You know?
Okay, so have you got any shows coming up?
Not in the foreseeable future.
Not for the foreseeable future,
but
okay.
there would be, definitely.
Okay.
And mainly in the line of acoustic gigs also.
Okay.
As well as the live band thing.
Okay. So do you want to hail up anyone, first of all, and second of all, let anybody know how they can get your CD again?
It's available, the songs, the albums are available online on iTunes. The first album was released on CD also, but that was a limited edition. Babylon is Dead. That is online, that's on iTunes. There's another EP called Rebel Lover Boy, that's on iTunes also. And there is I Love London, which is available on SoundCloud.
Do you really love London?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
what do you love about it?
I love London is nice in the summertime.
What summer? My God, we only get about 5 days.
Yeah, well, that's enough for me.
Okay.
You know, and the cosmos, you know, the everyday movement and everyday, you know, it's very inspiring to live in London if your mind is tuning in that way. If
okay.
you're that way inclined, if you're a creative person, if you're an aspiring person, mm-hmm. you know, ambitious, you would there are things that you would find to lift you and to encourage and, you know, motivate you. And for the time that I've been here, I'm really glad that I've, you know, opened myself up to anything that was out there to inspire me.
Can you just give me an example of what inspires you before we close?
My workmates.
Okay.
For example, I talk to people from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, people from, you know, Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. to Africa, to, you know, North Africa, in the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I work in a bus garage.
Okay.
At night.
Okay.
And
do you drive the bus or do you just...
In the yard.
Okay, okay.
Not on the road.
Oh, what do you mean in the yard?
When the bus is coming off the road,
yeah.
we, the shunters as they call us,
okay.
take the buses off the drivers and we get them cleaned. And we get them washed, and we get them allocated, which is parked up mm-hmm. to run out again the next day.
Oh, we don't really think about that as we get on the bus.
We get them fuel and everything. Yeah,
okay.
We don't. But that's what takes place when you jump off your bus and you go in your bed and you lie down sleeping in a nice warm bed at night. We are out there.
You're working hard,
you know. And there, that environment is where most of my songs were created.
Okay.
And they were created from conversations with with my colleagues at work.
Okay.
And these things at all the hours of the late night and early morning.
Okay.
And, you know, when hearing these things and the nature of that I have, mm-hmm. it sparks and ignites something in me to you know, make a record of it.
Okay.
Whether it be in just in literature form or in song. And that's what I've been doing. And I think it was an opportunity, you know, and I'm happy that I've made use of it. Mm-hmm. And now look forward to where it will take me.
Okay. Do you have a studio at home? I guess you do.
I don't know.
So when you're doing your recordings, where do you do them?
In my head.
But when you're doing the CDs and stuff, how do you get them?
I hire a studio.
I see.
I've got
okay.
musicians that work with me.
Okay.
Some of the best musicians in the country.
Okay. Do you want to big them up or not?
Yeah, of course. Dave Brooks, I always big them up, but they know it.
Okay.
Dave Brooks is like, you know, the bass god of this country. He plays bass on all my records.
Okay.
And he plays guitars and keyboards too.
Okay.
That bass is his thing. That's his, you know, he's most prolific in that. Okay. And Dougie Waldrop, who runs Conscious Sound Studio, Dougie is my engineer.
Okay.
And most of all of the guitars that are played on my songs are played by myself.
Okay.
And we have, sometimes we would use female singers who used to roll with me from back in the day, because it's a long line that's coming up to now. It's not just what you see now. Yeah? That's not just the only thing. We used to do group work as well, and I used to duet with Daniel Boskill, Dan Boskill from Dub Pistols.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we used to do our thing. We used to sing in pubs and these things, and as well up and down the country, Liverpool and these places and Manchester.
Okay.
You know,
and
that was training
okay.
back in them days. So all those people are to be thanked, you know,
okay.
and acknowledged as it goes, you know. And of course, my folks back home in Tobago,
okay.
my parents and my guardian and, you know, my siblings and my teachers and coaches,
okay.
you know, from as early as elementary school, primary school, nursery school and primary school and high school also, you know, and all these people, I always acknowledge them whenever I come on air and, you know, let them know that even though I'm thousands of miles across the Atlantic Ocean, my heart and mind is in Tobago.
That's brilliant. So on that note, I'm going to play one more song. I wanted to thank Franz Joe for coming in. If you've just logged in, you've logged into Lady Loy, and we've been interviewing Franz Joe from Tobago. So I'm going to play one more track. Yes, country boy.
This is a little message for the daughter, and I hope she understands. I'm Mr. Jah Rastafari. Accept these humble words from I and I. Don't wanna be no lamb to the slaughter. I just wanna be a man. My grandfather was a girl's man. That's why I got to be one too. Please don't let it be a problem. Get between me and you. Good love is not a burden, and it's not only made for two. Like the herbs up in the garden, I got to have my woman too. And I not disrespect, no, I live up truly. And I not cuss, no, and Babylon can't fool me. No, I not disrespect, no. Said I live up truly. And I not cuss, no. And Babylon can't fool me. So give me love, baby. There's really no need to scold me. Give me love, baby. Let me fly. There's really no need to hate me. Just give me love, baby. Keep me high. Don't fight it, pretty baby. You know that this was meant to be. And I'm coming from the country.
Can't nobody put it down like we. See, I'm going on a mission, and I need you very close to me. Can't afford no separation. It's your loving that will set me free. And I not disrespect, no. I live up truly. And I not cuss, no. And Babylon can't fool me. No, I not disrespect, no. Said I live up truly. And I not cuss, no. And Babylon can't fool me. So give me love, baby. There's really no need to scold me. Give me love, baby. Let me fly. Give me love, baby. There's really no need to hate me.
I said the earth free, but man no free.
Some classic tunes from this bygone era. Begin to transport now.
It doesn't look like the other artist is coming, which is a relief because it meant I didn't have to rush France. So everything for a reason.
I love you. From the man, the man look you every night and day. Hold up your hand and say yeah.
A man is a man and I am programmed to hunt and check attractive girls. The fact that I have one already doesn't make a difference in this world. I show a natural reaction every time I see them walking by. A physical sexual attraction, I admit I got a role.
Yes, we have DJ Stax in about 25 minutes. So stay locked.
When they buck up on a ladies man like me, you know me, I go check them. Some wanna be just friends. You say yes, but me don't agree. Hoping that in the end, we'll be lovers eventually. I am a ladies man. They have to give them the loving. And service just one. Me have to help out the sister. So anytime I call you a pretty lady, you know, say I look me, I look she. From she hot and she fit and she look sexy. You know, say I look me, I look she. Black, brown, white, Indian or Chinese. You know, say I look me, I look she. She could have dread, natty dread like a Bob Marley. You know, say I look me, I look she. Hot like pepper, sweet like sugar cane. 6 or 1 half a dozen of the same for the same. Me go and get the blame, might as well play the game. Everybody know I mean here with me name. Hot sexy ladies plenty out there. And them I look to every night and day. Finding you know, so you're hot, hot, hot all the way. Pull up your hand and say yeah. If a man can look at a sexy chick and no sexy parts come into play, he must be a saint or sick, mentally mad or gone the other way. When I see a pretty girl, I feel the urge to ask her for a date. Me have a lot of work to do, cause certain guys don't want to pull them weight. Can't you see, there is a man shortage all over the world now. A man like me, got to work real hard to help out the girls now. Enough single girls around, they need love and affection. I can't let them down, me have to help out a situation. I am a ladies man, me have to give them the loving. And service just